is here.
It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing, back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs, presented by DraftKings.com, right here on Patriots.com radio. We had such an exciting week one of the NFL. It kicked things off in a big way, and we are pumped up for week two. We're going to help everyone out there with their lineup questions, go through some of the injuries. We're going to have a lot of fun in today's show because hopefully we're going to teach you guys how to win money playing daily fantasy football. It's so easy. We're going to go through our special contest that we have offered just for the FF Champs members in just a bit. I am Bill Enright. With me, as always, is the PPR monster, Anthony Grace. And how'd you do in week one, buddy?
Oh, man, it was disappointing, Bill. Two leagues, I lost by a combined in both of them by a combined 5 points. So, you know, it was a tough week for me. But you know what? The squad looked good. A couple small things. Demaryius Thomas came up small for me in both my leagues. But he'll be all right. He'll be back next week, so I'm not too worried.
I lost by 0.2 in one of my leagues. And
yeah.
the worst part about that was on the East Coast, the Monday night game, the Chargers and the Cardinals, the game didn't get over until like 120, 125 or something like that. I had to wait up until the last play because I had the Cardinals defense. So all I needed was a sack. All I needed was a fumble recovery. All I needed was an interception. And I didn't get it. I lost by 0.2. But I won in all my other leagues, so I was very, very happy. And I also won a lot of money in DraftKings.com in week one. So I'm pumped up about that, too.
There we go. DraftKings, man. Get on, and they pay you out that same day. That's what you want. You want money right away? DraftKings.com. That's where you want to play.
Kev, how did you do in your team's week one?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to talk about your teams, let us know how you did.
855-728-7500.
What?
I'm not done yet, Bill.
No, you're done. You're done.
You had your
opportunity. You messed it up.
I had to play against Peyton Manning.
I'm on to delivering the phone number. If people out there want to listen, want to tell us how they did in their week one matchups, we'd be more than happy to hear. 855-728-7500. The email is webradio@patriots.com. A lot of points were put on the board by these NFL teams in week one, which is usually the case. Usually in week one, defenses tend to struggle. Offenses tend to succeed. Anthony, why don't you give us a quick breakdown here of what we saw?
We did. We see a lot of points this week. We see all nine teams with 30-plus points. I mean, that's over a quarter of the league scoring 30 points. A couple of them that came in the same game, that Falcons-Saints game, and that was a fun game to watch, you know.
Yeah.
Points all over the board, came down
overtime.
The wire. Got a couple overtime games, couple close games. I mean, we saw a little bit of everything in this first week of the season, which is great. I mean, you won your points, but sometimes seeing a defensive struggle to break it up actually, you know, adds a little bit to it, especially if it's when your defense is playing. But nine teams with 30-plus points. We had almost another nine teams with 20-plus points.
Yeah.
So, you know, most of your fantasy studs came out and played well. A couple guys, you know, kind of not as much, but, you know, we'll dive into that a little bit later, but points. That's all you want to see on the board, and that helps you, and that helps everybody, unless you're playing somebody who's got a lot of points, which you don't want.
We do a really fun article at FFChamps.com. Every Monday, we put out the champs and the chumps.
Champs and chumps.
And there were some chumps on the list this week that I don't think will make the chump list the rest of the year. Anthony, you mentioned one at the beginning of the show, Demaryius Thomas. Bryant was on the chump list. Jamal Charles was on the chump list. Eddie Lacy was on the chump list. All of these guys were first-round picks. And I want the message to be very clear. Do not panic. It was one game. I look back to last year, Eric Decker, Peyton Manning had 7 touchdowns in week one last year against the Ravens. Eric Decker was targeted like 3 times. Everyone panicked. Everyone wanted to drop him. They didn't want to start him anymore. It was chaotic. The guy finished with 1,200 yards and double-digit touchdowns with over 85 receptions. So you have to remember, there's a reason why we do all that homework. We do all that research in August. It's not to just give up after week one. Dez Bryant has to be in every lineup this weekend. Same thing with Demaryius. Same thing with Jamal Charles. Don't get too cute and think that all of a sudden you watched one game and that's it. That's the way the rest of the season is going to go. I guarantee it's not always going to play out the way it happened in week one, okay? Knowshon Moreno is not going to be the best running back in the NFL all season long. He was that in week one, other than Le'Veon Bell, who, by the way, looked fantastic.
Yes. Yeah,
but it's not going to happen like that all the time.
Nah, and that's the other thing. You don't want to panic if you lost, but you don't want to get overconfident if you won. Yeah, Julius Thomas looked great. 7 catches, 100 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's not doing that every week. He might not score a touchdown for the next 2 or 3 weeks. So don't panic if you lost. Don't get too high if you won. You got to stay even keel through the season. And once the playoff run starts coming, then you can start getting panicked and or excited.
Now, let me go back to Kevin here for a second. Kev, I asked you how your team did. You said I don't want to talk about it. And then I move on, and then you decide you want to talk about it.
It was rough, Bill. It was rough.
Why was it rough?
I lost by 1 point.
I lost by one, I lost by point two.
Yeah, and I stayed up tweeting all night to you last night watching that second game of the Monday Night Football doubleheader.
That's right. We were both awake.
So here's how it broke down. He had nobody going. I had Keenan Allen going last night, who had a pretty quiet game.
Yeah.
All I needed were 4 points to tie, 5 points to win. Now, there's no fractional points in this league, okay?
Okay.
So he gets up to, and it's a non-PPR, so he gets up to 37 yards receiving, right?
Right.
And the last two plays San Diego had on offense were both little curl routes to him.
Sure.
That were maybe 5-yard routes, and if either of those connects, I at least tie. And if you recall, the last offensive play for San Diego was a tip ball by Larry Foote.
Yeah.
And it landed right in his hands, and he couldn't hang on to it. You remember that?
And then almost intercepted by Patrick Peterson. Yeah, you wanted Allen to get the reception. Yeah. I wanted Peterson to get the interception.
Yeah, so it was brutal watching the last, like, 30 seconds of that game last night. You know, praying. All I needed, Bill, was a 3-yard reception or anything, a 3-yard reception or greater, and I would have at least tied. Well, that's how close this stuff comes down to.
It sounds like the three of us were on the losing end of bad breaks.
And then I can't go to sleep because I'm so pissed off. And then I have to wake up early this morning and come into work, and I've been pissed off all day.
Yeah, that's what it does. I was a little depressed today too. Actually, that's what fantasy football will do to you.
It is, and especially when you're staying up on a Monday night, and it's not even a typical Monday night.
Staying up on a work night to kind of watch a crappy, ugly game until like 1:30 in the morning. Yeah, and I was like, I would have just rather have gone to bed and woke up and found out that I lost, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, Bill.
I went to the gym early, and I just didn't feel strong.
I just wanted to take my ball and go home last night.
This little skinny guy next to
just
me was
slammed
like
my laptop,
like making fun of the weight I was putting up. It was very embarrassing today.
That is embarrassing.
But I was tired. I didn't get my full night's sleep. I need that beauty rest.
You do.
I lift things up and put them down.
That's right. I was I don't know. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm a little sick. I don't think I've been sick in 3 or 4 years.
That's nice.
I don't know what happened this weekend. Maybe I was just at the bar and a lot of germs were going around. I was yelling a lot. Who knows what happened on game day, but I just don't feel myself. And it didn't help that I didn't sleep a lot last night.
But anyway, that's not helping anything.
Yeah, enough about my health issues. If your team did well, hopefully you were on the good end of a fantasy football weekend in week one, give us a call, 855-728-7500. We would love to hear from you. If you need help on the waiver wire, another way to get in touch with us is webradio@patriots.com. Don't typically take start or sit calls. We usually do that on Thursday. We are going to release our week two rankings probably right after the show. I have quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers done. I just got to get to the tight ends. But the rest of the way rankings, they're all up to date. I just have to take care of the rest of the FFCPI. That's probably going to happen a little bit later on the show. So if you're a member of FF Champs already, you can stay tuned because we'll be going through who's going to make our stud list, our bust list for the week. But that's always a lot of fun. But again, probably on Thursday, starter sit questions, let them fly. Today, Tuesday, send us your waiver questions. You need to know who to pick up. One of your guys got hurt. And by the way, there were a lot of injuries, and we're going to get to them in a little bit. But that's always what the waiver wire is about, right? It's about opportunity. Who's going to emerge based off the opportunity?
You got to work the waiver wire. That's the one way that you can win. It's even if you have a bad draft and something happens, you know, these people who draft too early and a stud might get hurt. The waiver wire is where you got to look all the time. Keep your eyes open. I mean, every single day I'm on there on my leagues at least 3 or 4 times, you know, just checking out who's on there. What are people doing? Check out your league mates. See what their moves are doing. I mean, you got to stay on top of everything. It's not just to the draft and then go from there. You got to make sure you're on top. That waiver wire can be key. I mean, you had guys like Alfred Morris 2 years ago, Julius Thomas last year. There's always a stud that comes in that you can start every week that someone's going to pick up off that waiver wire. So why not be you?
And we're going to get to our waiver wire picks for week two in just a little bit. But first, we got some news and notes to get to. The main thing here pretty much dominated every news outlet across America. Even President Obama commented on this major issue with Ray Rice, the Baltimore Ravens. They decided to cut Ray Rice off the team. The NFL has suspended Ray Rice indefinitely after this new video was released of you actually see Rice hitting his then fiance, now his wife, twice in the face, the second blow knocking her unconscious. So after that video was released, the Ravens cut him. The NFL suspended him indefinitely. And it looks like Ray Rice's playing days are over. Actually, I think Mr. Kraft said that he doubts he'll ever play again in the NFL.
Yeah, I can't see him playing again. I mean, even, just the backlash from players on other teams after that video came out, there's no way this guy gets back in the league. And if, I mean, Goodell, if he's dumb enough to let him back in the league, that guy needs to get out of there. I mean, all this talk about the video comes out and then it's, well, did Goodell see this? Did they know what was going on? Now, the NFL says, no, we didn't see this beforehand. I'm still skeptical. I mean, they came out before he said, he gave him the 2-game suspension, said, we have all the information that the police do, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
The police had this. What did you not see about this? So if it comes out that Goodell did know about this and gave him a 2-game suspension, he's going to have a real, real hot seat to sit on. And, it's not looking good for him if that information comes out.
The second major news story in the NFL is the new drug policy that may take effect this week. I believe the NFLPA is voting on the new proposed drug policy, which would do two things, really, as far as fantasy football is concerned. One is allow the league to start testing for HGH, human growth hormone, which they currently do not do. And two, lower the punishment for any kind of recreational drugs such as marijuana. Hello, Josh Gordon. Amphetamines. Hello, Wes Welker. So, big news if this does go through. We think, we don't know, but we think if this new kind of collective bargaining amendment kind of is added to the current CBA, we think Josh Gordon, we think Wes Welker, their bans will be reduced significantly.
Yeah, they have to be if they redo this. Supposedly they're voting, I believe tonight is when the vote is supposed to take place, if they like what they see. Like you said, the marijuana testing, Josh Gordon, I mean, two samples, same sample, one tested 0.01 nanograms above, one was below, so it was kind of an iffy, touchy subject, you know, did he pass, did he fail? Whatever, but they're supposed to go from 15 nanograms. Above 15 nanograms was a positive test in the NFL, and they're supposed to go up to 150, which is what the International Olympic Committee uses for theirs. And
wow, okay.
So, it's a good thing people like Josh Gordon and Justin Blackman and people like that who get suspended for something stupid, you know, at least they're going to have a chance to keep playing now, and same thing with Wes Welker. I mean, the HGH, that's another interesting situation. If people are on it, they haven't been caught yet. You know, if we see some guys, especially on those offensive and defensive lines, shrinking down a little bit, then I guess we know a lot more people are on it than we thought originally in the NFL. But you can't be shocked when big guys like that are on HGH. It's just not really that shocking.
If I had to make a list of 5 players that I think are on HGH and they start testing for it, I guarantee all 5 are popped in year one.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, I don't want to make rumors, but I'm pretty sure, like, I can just pick out 5 guys that aren't HGH. And you're going to get a failed drug test.
Yeah, no, just take a look at them real quick and what they do and how fast they heal. That pretty much just gives it away right there.
If your ears are the size of elephants, you're on HGH. We should do that. We should do, like, if you have, you know, like, something, well, like an example I just said.
Like the redneck jokes that Foxworthy did, but
yes,
with an
exactly,
HGH.
Exactly,
with an HGH
just like that.
Spin.
You know you're a redneck. That's actually a great idea. Let's do something like that for Thursday. We're going to come up with like 5 or 6 of them. And like, if your nose is the size as, you know, that sculpture in Egypt, you're on HGH.
If your neck is bigger than your girlfriend's waist, you are an HGH.
You're an HGH. Yeah. That could be fun.
Man.
We're going to do
That's
something
it.
Like that.
We need to ask, you know, Russell started sending us that game. Who would, you know, reach for? We need to ask Russell to get on that, too. Russell's pretty creative. So if
yeah,
Russell's
that was, no,
listening,
that was Mike.
Mike?
Yeah, because, you know, the Youth of America looks up to Kevin. Mike
was
the one
who looked up to Kevin. Mike, Russell, whoever you are, if you're listening, make some HGH jokes. Send them
there
in.
You
we'll
go.
Love them. You guys
That's
are great.
Perfect. All right, so I want to get into our special contest that only the FF Champs members will be able to take advantage of. DraftKings.com is our title sponsor of this show, and we have an exclusive contest. There's $1,000 on the line, big-time prize pool, just for week two. It's not a season-long thing. It's not a weekly thing, okay? There's $1,000 this week. You can go home with $500 by Monday night, a week less than a week from today. First place is getting $500. Second place, $200. Third and fourth place, $150 each. Now, you may think, oh, well, there's, you know, 5,000 people in it. Wrong. Only 50 people. I'm not good at math. I know you are. But if the first four places get paid out off of 50, what are your chances of winning?
What was that, one out of every 15? Not even.
Not bad.
Yeah, less than 50. One out of like every 12 and a half.
There you go. One out of 12 get paid. Only 50 entries. I'm going to wait to send out the link to the contest until tomorrow because I want some of our Patriot listeners to get a chance to get in on the contest. And it's very easy. You just go to ffchamps.com/Pats and you're going to sign up for free. Okay? It's only $20 to enter this contest. You get a free membership to ffchamps.com, including in that offer. So it's basically a great way to not only dominate your traditional fantasy league, because that's what we help everyone do at FF Champs. Plus, we're going to help you make money, not just in our contest this week, but each and every week on DraftKings.com, because there's money. Like, they gave out $5 million in cash prizes just in week one. They have contests like that every single week, and it's not rocket science. We're here to help you in any way possible. We have four or five articles on the site just about daily fantasy football, which contests to get in, which players to pick, which players to avoid. We give you our rankings. We tell you our lineups and maybe who we are using in on our teams. So even though you're playing against us, you know who we're using. And I don't care if you beat me. Call me up next week. Let me know that you kicked my butt. That's great. That means you won. I'm winning enough money over there. Okay? It's the listener's turn. ffchamps.com/Pats. You're going to get a free subscription to FF Champs. You're going to be able to get in on our Patriots-only, FF Champs-only exclusive contest for week two. Again, it's $20 to enter, $1,000 in cash prizes, and there's only 50 spots. Anthony, what is it again? 1 in 12 and a half people?
1 in 12, yeah, man. That's all you got to do. 12. Get in there, sign up, free FF Champs subscription. I mean, that pays for itself right there. If you get that, you're already ahead of the game. Even if you don't win any money against us this week, you're ahead of the game for the rest of the season against your friends. So you're going to win some money at some point, I think.
If you don't sign up and take advantage of the free offer, you can't play against us. You can't call us up next week and say, Bill, Aunt, Kevin, I beat your butt. And you can't get your hands on the $1,000 in prizes.
Cold hard cash and bragging rights. That's all you want, right?
That's what it is. ffchamps.com/Pats is how you get in on the contest. Now, I think it'll benefit everyone out there listening if we take the differences between daily and traditional fantasy football. Because while they are the same, you're still talking about the same players. You're still wondering if it's a PPR league or how many points a quarterback can get. There are some fundamental differences that I think actually benefit the new player, the beginner. All right?
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, it's one of those things you don't have to worry about working waiver wires. You don't have to worry about trades. You don't have to worry about bench depth. You have nothing to worry about except those guys that are going into your lineup. And you know what? If they don't do enough for you this week, you can do whatever you want next week. Everybody's available every single week. You want Aaron Rodgers? You got Aaron Rodgers. You want him and you want, you know, Demaryius Thomas and Dez Bryant? You can put whoever you want on your squad. You got your salary. It's a salary cap driven league. So you got, you know, X amount of dollars to play with. Everybody's assigned a value. I love doing the leagues where it's like that, Bill. I love the working out a salary cap. I think that's one of the most fun things to do. That's my favorite part about the daily fantasy stuff is just working out that salary cap.
Well, let's pick it up from there, Ant, because that makes a good point. First of all, it takes 5 minutes to set a lineup. 5 minutes. There's no draft, okay? You will go onto your computer, you go onto your smartphone, DraftKings.com, and you pick a player. You get $50,000 fake money, $50,000 in your salary cap, okay? Last week, Peyton Manning cost $10,000. You need to fill out a running back, one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, a flex, a tight end, and a defense. No kickers. We don't have time for them. They're not fun anyway. You can't predict what they're going to do. It's a wasteless position. I wish regular fantasy football would get rid of kickers. All right, kickers. So kudos to DraftKings for doing that. All right, so you get 50 grand, fake money. Peyton Manning costs 10. Now you're down to 40. Jamal Charles and Adrian Peterson cost another 8. I don't know what, 16, 40 minus 16, 26. Whatever that is.
Yeah. 24.
Yeah. And then you're looking at wide receivers. Maybe you find a good wide receiver. Maybe you pick up Allen Hurns, the guy from the Tennessee, the guy from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He has 4 catches, 110 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And you pick him up for $3,200. That's the steal of the week, baby.
That is. Real life, fake life, don't matter. Allen Hurns, that guy put in work, so.
Oh, maybe, man. You know you love the rookie from the Saints, Brandon Cooks, but you didn't draft him in any of your leagues because everyone was sniping you, kind of like what happened to me this year. Guess what I did this weekend? I got to use my boy Brandon Cooks, and yes, he rewarded me in a big way.
He looked good. I think most of these rookie receivers look pretty good. Him and Kelvin Benjamin looked really good.
He was another one.
Another insane touchdown catch. Oh,
both
man.
Of them were cheap. Cheap on DraftKings this weekend. And I help everyone out there. I identify the best buy and the overpriced players. It's taking candy from a baby when it comes to daily fantasy sports because it's all about the matchups. It has nothing to do long-term value. It's all about the matchups. It's all about who's hot right now. And I am dialed in like a 56K modem when it comes to this stuff. Dialed in, baby. There you go. Now, you can play for free. You can play for 25 cents, $2, $5, $10. If you're a big-time whale and you got a lot of money, you can pay for $200. You can play against your friends, play against one other person. You can enter a special contest like ours with 50 people, or you can get in on a contest with 50,000 people, and they're giving out $1.2 million in prizes. All right, so different leagues, different contests, have different payouts. It's a salary cap system, as we said. You get to pick the players you want. And you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a guy like Ben Tate who got injured this weekend. Or someone like Toby Gerhart. You don't have to worry about that from week to week. Because you can change your team. You can enter 5 contests in week 2. You can enter 1 contest in week 3. And 20 contests in week 4. You do whatever you want. You can enter $5, $1.25. You can enter a free. A lot of these contests are free because if you're a first-time customer, you get a lot of free bonuses, a lot of free contest entries. And the best part that I liked, I think either you said it before, Ant, you get paid instantly.
Right away.
You're not waiting until week 16 in December. You're getting paid on the spot. That Monday night game ended, boom, money right into your account. You're transferred over to PayPal.
Go get yourself something nice on Tuesday morning. Get yourself a nice cup of coffee.
Done. Nice cup. Yeah.
You can go to Starbucks this Tuesday. You made some extra cash, all right?
Yeah,
so, you know.
Forget about that 7-Eleven 50-cent promotion.
On this Wawa crap.
Right to the Starbucks and get an Aventi.
Going right to the top. Pumpkin latte. Here's $4. Won some money playing fantasy last night. Bam. Done.
Payout's instant. That's probably it. The best part. Right to your PayPal account. Okay, transfer. Ring it in. Cash it up. Straight cash, homie. I'll take it.
All you
and then
want.
You transfer them right to your bank.
Straight cash only.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, DraftKings.com, that's where the daily action is. FFChamps.com/Pats, if you want to get in our contest this weekend. $1,000 on the line. First place is getting $500. Second place is getting $200. Third and fourth place is getting $150. Either 1 in 12 are going to win. And then you call us up next week and say, hey, Bill, hey, Ant, hey, Kevin, I kicked your butt. And I won $500. Thanks for helping me out. Thank you guys for helping me win money. That's what you get to call us and say next week because we do it every week. All right, we're gonna have Nick on. We're gonna have Dan on. Both of them are won over $10,000 and $15,000 last year.
Ooh.
They're doing strategy articles on FFChamps.com. I'm doing my best buy and overpriced players on FFChamps.com. We got the player rankings on FFChamps.com. FFChamps.com/Pats. You get the free membership, and you get in on the contest. It's really, I can't say more about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you take advantage of it. We're going to take a quick break. Your phone calls, week 1 injury report, week 2 waiver wire, All coming up next. Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings right here on Patriots.com Radio.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Probable?
It is what it is.
Questionable?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Doubtful? Are any of your players on this week's injury report? It's time for Bumps and Bruises.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Football Champs. Bill Enright and Anthony Grace taking you through the injuries from week one. We'll also go through the waiver wire for week two. You can give us a call, 855-728-7500, web radio at patriots.com. I know some guys have been on the phone for quite some time. So, Ann, what do you say we put the injuries just on a quick pause? We'll take some calls here, and then we'll jump back into the injury report. Does that sound good?
Let's do it, man. Culture Club gets me fired up.
All right. First up is Avi in Miami. What's up, baby? How you doing?
Great cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie. You know it.
What's up, Bill?
How's it going?
What's going on? I'm good, man. It's a tough weekend, you know. I went to the game down here, and I got murked, you know, because I had my Chandler Jones shirt on, and it was a tough weekend, you know. But I'm doing good. You know, I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum in comparison to you and Kev. I needed Fitzgerald, Keenan Allen, and Arizona's defense to play horrible, to lay an egg, and that's what I got. So
yeah,
I won both of my leagues by like a point, yeah.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah, I got lucky, man. But and I know I got murked on the radio last week. Someone grilled me because I was taking too much time, so I'll be quick. Here we go. I put a lot of stockage, man, on Jordan Reed, and yeah. I know he's going to be out for a little bit. So it's actually a waiver wire question. You know, there's nothing really out there. I mean, there's people like, I'll give you a couple of examples, Zach Miller, Gresham, Delaney Walker, you know, Jared Cook.
How about Dwayne Allen?
That's my question. Dwayne Allen or what's this dude? I just saw him last night, Antonio Gates, the old timer.
Oh, I would definitely pick up either one of those guys. I'm not dropping Jordan Reed, though.
No. I'm dropping. I have Green with Aaron.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I need a switch. You know, if I was thinking Allen or Gates.
And who do you like more there, Dwayne Allen or Antonio Gates?
I'm going Dwayne Allen this week, mostly because Antonio Gates is going up against Seattle's defense. And
there you go.
We saw what they did to Green Bay, and San Diego's offense is not in the same league as Green Bay. So I like Dwayne Allen. I mean, Jermaine Gresham's not a bad pickup either, with Tyler Eifert going down for an extended period of time. And who would you say, Delaney Walker? I mean, going up against Dallas, Vernon Davis scored a couple touchdowns last week. So I think you got some viable options out there, but Dwayne Allen should be your first look on that waiver wire.
There you go.
All right, that's about it, guys. I'll give you guys a call next week.
All right, Avi, take care,
take it easy, bro.
Good analysis there with the Gates problem of Seattle. Because listen, we know Keenan Allen's number one, Gates is number two on that offense, but he's playing against Seattle this weekend. Why would you want to pick him up?
You got Richard Sherman. You got that defense is
Cam
just
Chancellor.
Watching that game on Thursday night, they just look like they look like they got better somehow. It's insane. They're going to be a fun team to watch all year.
So quickly, all three of our Super Bowl predictions lost this weekend. By the way,
yeah, go figure. Yeah, I got that text from you the other night. So can I change my pick?
Yeah. What did you say? Yeah, Mulligan. We all get Mulligans.
We all get Mulligans, man. I mean, you know what? I think the Packers are going to be all right. They just came, you know, Seattle was at home, fired up, getting their rings. The crowd got into it. You know, they'll be fine down the road. So don't worry about it. But if they go back to Seattle for the playoffs, Yeah, I'm not too confident about that.
Tough place to play in January for sure. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got Russ in New York City. What's going on, Russ?
Yo, guys, what's up?
How's it going?
There he is. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? And, you know, quick note to Javi. I was just busting his balls, you know. I wasn't really, I was just kidding, you know.
What did he say? He got murked? He got murked.
Yeah. He got murked.
He got murked. That was not a murking.
We're your top callers because we're like, balling each other out on the phone, you know.
You know, we really do love everyone. I think I got into a little bit of a battle this weekend on Twitter with one of our callers, but it's not by design. It's just, you know, there's 30,000 people hitting me up. I don't know who is who and whose team and what position you have. Like, I don't remember. I'm sorry. I don't remember everyone's team. I try, but if it's in front of me, I'll help you out as much as I can.
Yeah, and it gets a little touchy on Twitter because you got mad at me because I was trying to tell you what aspect ratio is. And
you're another one. I run five websites. I know what aspect ratio is.
Yeah, you got a little ticked off of me. So then I was like, let me leave Bill alone for a few days. So,
yeah.
But
week one is always my most stressful time of the year. Now I'm in a nice routine. We got the schedule up. I know who's writing what article. I know what I'm responsible for. Everything is now a routine. Instead, in the preseason, it's like a whirlwind. And then that week one, the pre-week one, it's even crazier because it's like half preseason with the cheat sheet, half in-season with the FFCPI and the rankings. It's just a tough time. Now it's all good.
I feel for you, Bill. I really
Thank
do.
You. Thank you.
But, wanted to call
Not
you
that
guys,
I'm complaining but... about my job. It's fantasy football. I mean, I love it, but, you know, there are some stresses.
You got a great life, dude. Come on.
Living the dream. What do you got for us today, Russ?
I managed to win. I was behind by about 25, but I had Joik, Rashad, and the Detroit D going last night. I mean, it was a little touch and go, though, there, because, like, I had to wait till the fourth quarter to make all my points. But I managed to win, and win pretty handily. I was going back and forth with Ant before the game started about the whole Brady Gronk. I got Brady and Gronk, and I got Cutler and Marshall. So okay. I wasn't sure who to start and who to sit. I actually went Cutler Marshall, and that actually worked out on the Cutler side. Cutler Marshall had good days, but Gronk went off, which I was happy to see because that'll be good going forward. I got trouble at running back, but I have got Kelvin Benjamin on my bench, so I'm happy to see that he can be like an every week flex, it looks like, going forward. You think?
Yeah, even with Cam Newton out of the lineup, right, Ant?
Yeah, I mean, Cam Newton coming back is only going to increase his value. And like I said, I mean, those touchdown catches, if he can catch catches like that in the end zone, just imagine when he does get a little bit open and he gets balls thrown to him, not, you know, behind him or short. So when Cam Newton's hitting him, when he's running in or out across the back of that end zone, forget it. That dude's going to catch touchdowns this year for sure.
Yeah. So that was positive. And, you know, again, to keep my own rule enforced, I don't want to take too much time, but I do want to throw something out to you guys that I'm going to be doing. I noticed in a lot of leagues, the Niners defense is just languishing on the waiver wire. And I'm a guy who streams D's, and I'm going to be looking right off the bat with my first waiver pick this week. I'm going to grab the Niners D because anybody who gets to play the Rams is going to have a great defensive weekend. And the Niners get the Rams a couple of times coming up real soon. So just shout out to everybody. If you can snag the Rams and you're a streamer, if you can snag the Niners, I'm sorry. Grab those Niners.
Yeah, that's a great call, man. I don't know how the Niners are out there. They're like my second best defense. But
yeah, no, a lot of people slept on the Niners. They're there in my league, so I'm going to try to get them.
All right.
All right, guys. I'll hit you on Twitter. Take it easy.
Thanks, Russ. How about Russ dropping some defensive knowledge for everyone out there?
I got the Niners as a free agent in one of my leagues as well, so I'm looking to grab them off the waiver wires. Well, you know, I was a little nervous with that whole, you know, missing a bunch of defensive players, but was it Dallas being that bad, or was it the Niners fill-ins looking that good? I mean, they were down to their third and fourth cornerback, two rookies after a while, so, I mean, you know, they look good after that. I have no worries about the Niners' defense. They're going to look good all year. So if they're out there, pick them up. That could be the steal of the year this year for some people out there.
I just can't imagine they would be available. But now two people are telling me that they were. So that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man.
Keep it with the phone lines, 855-728-7500. We got Melvin in Tennessee. He's in a 12-team standard league. What's going on, Melvin?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What do you got for us today?
I got a question for y'all, or two, actually. I have some wide receiver issues. I think my team is okay. It's just I'm looking for a second wide receiver. I've got Julian Edelman starting, but I think last week I started Cooper. Do you feel like Hawkins is a better option, the guy from Cleveland, or Tavon Austin, one or two? So you got Cleveland.
Is it a PPR league?
No, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew Hawkins last week, what did he have, 8 for 91 or 8 for 87? PPR league, that's tremendous. 16 points. But in the non-PPR, it's only 8. Tavon Austin, on the other hand, I don't know if he did anything. I mean, the Rams as a whole didn't really do a whole lot.
Right, so they kind of sucked. But would you take him over? Would you still take Hawkins over Cooper?
No, I'd probably go Cooper, Hawkins, Austin.
Cooper, Hawkins. Okay.
All right.
Okay, maybe I'll stick with him. And my last thing I was going to ask that my kicker is the Chargers kicker, I guess, but of course it's going to be in Seattle. So it's on a waiver wire issue. I had to pick up another kicker. So I kind of got that top notch, like maybe 2 or 3 on the waiver wire. Do you feel like I should use that? I normally want to keep that in case I need somebody.
Keep it.
Don't even do it.
Don't even do it. Because are you allowed to pick up after the waiver wire period's over?
Yes.
Yeah, then, I mean, no one's going to pick up a kicker in week 2. And even if they do, just you can grab someone that's just not playing. You don't waste your top 3 waiver wire on a kicker.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's my easy, simple questions, man.
I appreciate that, Melvin. Fast, quick, and easy. I wish all the girls were like that, right?
Hey-o.
Hi-o.
There she is.
Let's go to Justin in Boston next, 10-team PPR league. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
Not too much. I'm just coming off a little week 1 wash, but hey, it's only week 1. It's fine.
That's it. 1 week and no big deal.
Exactly. I just have a waiver wire question. Seeing who'd add, I have the top spot right now in the waiver. I'm looking at right now Justin Forsett, Bobby Rainey, Alan Hearns, Robert Woods, Brian Quick, or Rod Streeter.
Yeah, it's Forsett and it's not even close. Doug Martin, the coach. Lovie Smith came out today, said the injury wasn't that serious, so no reason to rush out and pick up Bobby Rainey. It's Justin Forsett. We think he's going to be the starter. We know Ray Rice is gone for the year. If the team was that dedicated to Bernard Pierce, they wouldn't have just benched him for his first career fumble like they did in week 1. Anthony, I don't know if you're as high as Justin Forsett as me, but I think that's the runaway guy here.
Love Justin Forsett. He's actually the first guy I'm targeting on my own waiver wire. I have enough depth, but he's just one of those guys that I think he could be one of those guys that blows up. He looked real good that first week and a lot better than Bernard Pierce. 5 more carries and he still accumulated another 55 yards, scored a touchdown, didn't fumble. He was working in the passing game, 5 catches, 14 yards. So Justin Forsett definitely should be that first guy you pick up. No questions asked.
Out of everyone this week, is Justin Forsett have the biggest opportunity, all things considered, with Ray Rice no longer with the team and Bernard Pierce just looking like, a jag, just another guy?
Oh, yeah. Now, who would you drop to acquire Forsett? Right now, my running backs, I have a couple that are injured, like up and down. Of course, I have Tate right now injured, but I also have Terrence West to back him up. And then I have Jeremy Hill, Bradshaw, Gerhardt, too, and the MJD. The one I was considering dropping, I don't know what you guys think. He's a receiver, but I have a pretty deep receiver, Kenny Britt.
Yeah, you can drop Kenny Britt.
Okay.
I like your backs, by the way. Even with Ben Tate and Gerhardt hurt, I'm glad you have Terrence West. If you get Justin Forsett, they become even better. Appreciate the phone call, Justin. Best of luck to you on the waiver wire in week 2. We got one more phone caller to get to, and then maybe we get to the injury report. We got Isaiah in New Jersey. What's going on, Isaiah?
Nothing. But I wanted to know, what QB should I play? Drew Brees, Jay Cutler, or Jake Locker?
Isaiah, we have a very, very easy answer to this question, and it always goes back to commandment number 10 for winning fantasy football. Always start your studs, my man. Drew Brees is a top 3 quarterback in the NFL. Always start your studs. Cutler's good, Locker's good, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist on this one. Drew Brees is your every week starter, dude.
All right. Thank you.
No problem, buddy. That might be the easiest question we'll ever get, Ant.
I know. We're going to mark it down. Note the time, because it's not going to get easier than that for us. But, you know, every once in a while, that throws, you know, you get an easy question. You're like, did I hear that right? Yeah,
September 9th, 4:50. Isaiah from New Jersey asks, Drew Brees or Jake Locker, easiest question in history. But hey,
love it.
I mean, I love that he has all three of those quarterbacks, because it sounds like the other people in his league are not going to, you know, Jay Cutler's probably a top 12 quarterback.
Hey, look good this week.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some of the injuries here, because again, the waiver wire, it all is about opportunity. Players emerge based on the opportunity they're presented with. Players go down, their backups come in. Not always the backup is going to be as good, but with these injuries this week, I think there are some opportunities for some really good pickups on the waiver wire. Start off with quarterback Sean Hill, injured for the Rams. His backup is Austin Davis. Doesn't really matter in terms of fantasy. This one's a non-factor.
Yeah, definitely. It's the Rams. Let's just leave it at that.
Let's move over to running backs. Doug Martin, lower leg injury. He didn't return to the game, okay? Bobby Rainey is the guy that came in as the backup, not Mike James. Bobby Rainey was the one that came in, actually scored a touchdown on a receiving play. But Coach Lovie Smith just came out today and said that he doesn't think Doug Martin's knee is a major injury, just a minor injury there.
Yeah, he'll be all right. I mean, you keep your eye on him this week, but even, I mean, Bobby Rainey going up against the St. Louis Rams defense, they gave up a lot, you know, a lot of points last week. They're going to come in looking for blood. So even if Doug Martin doesn't play, I'm not sure I want to play Bobby Rainey this week anyway against a defense like that, especially those front guys.
I had Doug Martin in my lineup last week in my Dynasty League, and he got me 0.5 points. So
I got 1 point, 9 carries, 9 yards, and 1 catch for whatever, 6 or 7 yards, and I was, you know, I lost that league by 4 points, and I'm like, man, Doug Martin, you're killing me, dude. I just, 1 point, what are you, 9 rushes, 9 yards, get out of here.
Yeah, I have 0.5 points, I mean, just crazy.
Oh, God, sometimes, man, you just want to pull your hair out.
And then we have running back Ben Tate of the Cleveland Browns, injured his knee. I'll tell you what, he went down. Terrence West came in, Isaiah Crowell came in, both of them rookies. Both of them looked better than Ben Tate did.
Yeah, definitely did. Ben Tate, again, he's another guy, like we said last week on the show, he would have been the starter in Houston a few years ago if he didn't go down, and now week one, he's already getting hurt in Cleveland. So, you know, West had 100 yards on 16 carries. Cromwell had a couple touchdowns. I mean, if Tate doesn't play, they're probably going to do some sort of split. Cromwell's going to get those goal line touches more than likely. But, you know, Terrence West, another guy, he looks like he can play, I think.
The thing about Ben Tate is we don't know how significant his injury is.
Yeah, we
don't.
Because
Mike Patton, the Cleveland Browns head coach, is like being very Belichickian, shall I say, when it comes to injuries.
Taking after Bill.
Yeah, there you go. Another running back injured is Pittsburgh Steelers' Dry Archer. The rookie is questionable for this week with a left knee and ankle injury. Moving over to wide receivers, Alshon Jeffrey of the Chicago Bears injured his hamstring, but he was able to come back in the game. And he still racked up like 71 yards, even despite the hamstring injury.
Yeah, he'll be fine for next week. He looks like he'll be all right. They just kept him out probably more as a precaution than anything towards the end of that game. So
right.
Don't worry about Alshon. You got him. Play him.
Michael Crabtree was bothered by a calf injury heading into week one with the Dallas Cowboys, and he didn't really look that good during the game. Now he's still, you know, up in the air for week two.
Yeah, I think he was another one where near the end of the game they kind of just said, look, it's getting out of hand, let's keep him on the sideline, don't want anything stupid to happen, get him hurt. I mean, the Niners, it looked like a beatdown, but, you know, the offense didn't do a whole lot for them. Is that defense that really helped them out scoring points.
Moving over to tight ends, Ant, Jordan Reed out with a hamstring injury. This one is expected to be significant, is expected to keep him out a while. And this one is probably our first significant injury of one of the guys that we really liked.
Yeah, man, Jordan Reed. Another thing, our one thing about Jordan Reed was just, you know, watch him. He got hurt at the end of last year coming on, and it looks like he's picking up where he left off being injured, which is really sad. Guy that has a lot of talent, could do some stuff, and his backups, you know, Logan Paulson, another guy, is he really worth picking up? There's probably a lot better options for you out there, so keep your eye on him, see how long he's going to be out when they get a more conclusive answer for his injury, and we got to go from there.
Jordan Cameron started out hot for the Cleveland Browns, catching two passes for 47 yards, but left the game with an AC joint that's in his shoulder. Something, I guess, popped or tore or strained or something. But again, same thing with Ben Tate, his teammate. We're not going to know the extent of the injury because Mike Patton is keeping it on the hush.
Yeah, another guy, just keep your eye on him. Another guy who's back up is not really going to be a hot commodity in the waiver world. So, you know, if Jordan Cameron plays next week, obviously you can come in and put him in your lineup. If not, if you got room or you can drop someone for a backup tight end just to be on the safe side and someone's floating out there like a Gresham or a Dwayne Allen, scoop him up, see what happens, and, you know, worst case scenario, you got two good tight ends on your team. That's all.
Finally, Tyler Eifert of the Cincinnati Bengals. I was watching this play live. It looked like his elbow was kicked in. You know, like at the end of maybe toward the end of October or early November when the pumpkins are still out and they like get all that deflated
look? Curl in, yeah.
That's what his elbow looked like. Oh, it was so nasty.
It's one of those things where it's like tough to watch, but you're like, all right, let me see it one more time. And
yeah.
All right, one more. Anyone got a picture?
Anyone got a picture? Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
but it was gross at the same time. But
it was.
I don't think he's going to be back for a while. Dislocated elbow, and Jermaine Gresham should get a lot of snaps now.
Yeah, that's a significant injury. He's going to be out for, I would say, at least 4 weeks, if not longer, trying to, you know, rehab that and get it back together. But, you know, Jermaine Gresham, big guy. Was he 6'6"? So another guy that if you need someone on the tight end world off the waiver wire, he's probably sitting in there in a lot of leagues. He's going to be the number one tight end there now. No more two tight end sets for the Bengals. And if they have them, they're going to be throwing to Gresham, not whoever the third tight end is on that team. So Gresham, another guy to look out for this week.
Probably the biggest injury from week one didn't even happen during the game. It happened last Thursday, and it kind of drove me crazy. Andre Ellington of the Arizona Cardinals injured his foot at practice. Went for an MRI. Before the MRI results were released, and this is, I'm going to get a little bit fired up about this. Cause
get fired up,
me,
it's all right.
It drives me bonkers. It drives me bonkers. Before the MRI results were released, a radio reporter from the Arizona Cardinals, some Fox affiliate, came out and said that Ellington was going to miss 4 to 6 weeks and may require surgery. Twitter exploded. Fantasy Football Champs inbox exploded. Expert advice on FFChamps.com exploded. What do I do if Andre Ellington? Do I pick up Jonathan Dwyer? Is Stephon Taylor worth picking up? Why isn't Ellington playing? I used my third-round pick on him. He's the biggest bust ever. I can't believe this happened. My season's over. This isn't within a four-hour span because some jackwagon from Arizona radio wanted to make a name for himself by misleading his listeners and saying Ellington would be out for 4 to 6 weeks and likely need surgery on his foot. Drives me crazy.
And he plays 3 days later.
Played 3 days later, looked explosive, said he wasn't at 100%.
He looked a little bit, but he's one of those guys where they're going to work him and probably get him 3 or 4 more touches next week. And within the by week 3, week 4, he's going to be touching the ball 20 to 22 times a game on average. So don't panic. Again, it's one of those things where one guy says 4 to 6 weeks and everybody else in the world's like, we got to wait and see. So calm down. Same thing. I mean, it was tough this week. He was that late Monday night game. So unless you picked up a backup for him or you had Ryan Matthews sit on your bench, you were kind of screwed. But, you know, better safe than sorry for the first week. Now you know. He looks all right. He's going to be fine. Don't panic. And anybody out there who says, oh, he's a bust because he gets hurt, an injury does not make you a bust. You can't predict an injury. If someone goes down with that, that guy's not a bust. He just, you know, unlucky break. And if he gets hurt, he gets hurt. But that does not make someone a bust. So don't ever say that. Don't ever
say that. Now, that being said, I did try to go after every Andre Ellington owner in all my leagues and say, oh, are you a little nervous about your running backs? I'll trade you so-and-so.
Did it work
just
at all?
Just to try to like see if they were panning a little bit.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah. Nope. Not a lot of trades going on in week one. So anybody you ask for a trade, they say, I want to see what happens. You know, that's a middle of the year kind of thing.
Emails to get to, some more phone calls, as well as our waiver wire report all coming up next. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings.com right here on Patriots.com Radio.
We're NRG. And we're a new kind of energy company, one that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy, one whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country, one that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG. the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of Domino's. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Bill Enright, Anthony Grace hanging out with you. And, you know, this is why I love our Patriots.com listener audience, our members at FFChamps.com. We asked our good friend Mike in New York City to come up with, you know, you might be on HGH, and he already sent me one. And he said on Twitter, he said, "Do you heal faster than Wolverine?" Hashtag you might be on HGH.
Oh,
so
let's
keep those going throughout the show. I love when we challenge the listeners and they come up with something right away. Use hashtag you might be on HGH and take the example from Mike there. That's a great one. You can follow Anthony at the PPR Monster, at FF Champs, and I'm at Bill Enright. Let's get Kevin involved too, because after all, the youth of America does look up to him. At Patch Radio _ Kev. Let's hear your hashtags, you might be on HGH. Because, listen, let's be honest, folks. I mean, the NFL, I don't care if they're on steroids. I don't care if they're on HGH. But just don't pretend. Don't look, what is it? What's that saying? Don't spit in my head and tell me it's raining.
Yeah, pretty much. You can go with that.
Right. There you go.
I feel you.
Just don't piss on my head.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't know if
see,
you
know, I didn't know. Yeah, all right. All right. Well, when the SEC comes, man, Kevin's getting it.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to go to Todd in Jacksonville. What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Waiver question. I have Romo as my quarterback, and I don't like what I saw with him throwing those three picks. I think I'm overreacting to having, because it would cost me a pretty tough cut. I would either have to drop Woodhead or Terrace Woods. Go pick up another QB like Roethlisberger, Palmer, or Locker.
No go on Locker. Don't mind Big Ben. Don't mind Carson. He looked actually pretty good. Over 300 yards, 2 touchdowns on Monday Night Football. And are you worried about Romo?
Well, I have him on one of my squads as well. Definitely disappointed me this week, but I'm not hating on him yet. I'm going to let it go. I mean, one of those interceptions was really horrific, that last one he threw up to the middle of freaking 3 people with Dez Bryant. That was a horrible call, but I think they were in a little bit of a panic mode with the Niners coming out as strong as they did. So I'm not going to panic on Romo yet. I'm going to give him another week or two, see what happens. But Carson Palmer sitting out there, if you have a spot on your bench, he would be a nice pickup. He looked good last week. He's got the Giants, and they got a shoddy defense at best. So Palmer might make some noise this year for you.
Here's what I wrote about Tony Romo on my rest of the way rankings notes. I moved him down to number 11, put up Phil Rivers in front of him. I said, Tony Romo will be one of the biggest fantasy headaches all year. He's the type of player to follow up a 3-interception performance with a 3-touchdown game, except most of us won't start him because he screwed us over the week before. That's the kind of guy Tony Romo is.
Yep.
He's a headache, but I know he's good. Okay, I don't care that the Dallas Cowboys are 8-8 every year and Tony Romo never does anything. That does not matter to me. Okay, I don't care about that. What I do know is the guy is a lock for over 30 touchdowns because he does that every year, and he's going to throw a lot of picks. But I'll deal with the picks. I'll take the 30 touchdowns. I'll take the 4,500 yards. All right, the Dallas Cowboys defense is terrible. I wouldn't be surprised if Romo ends up top 3 in passing attempts this year, top 3 in passing yards, and I'll put him in the top 5 for touchdowns as well. All right? Let's shake off the rust a little bit. I'm not too worried about him. I'm certainly not dropping Danny Woodhead. I'm not dropping, I think you said, Terrence Williams for Big Ben at this point. Not doing it.
Got it.
What? I think we lost
bad connection. That's all right. But yeah, like you said, Tony Romo, he's just one of those guys. He's going to have games. You love him because he's going to air the ball out a lot, but you're going to hate him because he's going to take those chances where he throws those stupid interceptions. But like you said, he's going to be a top three in the top three in pass attempts this year. I mean, with the way he plays with Scott Linehan and what he did with Matt Stafford for those couple of years, throwing over 700 times, yeah, Tony Romo's going to throw the ball a whole lot. So don't worry about him yet. I mean, 3-4 games in a row like this, yeah, then it might be time. But, you know, week one, what you said, do not panic yet.
I got another message on Twitter, Brandon Granger, at TB1287. If you pass by Gandalf, you might be on HGH. That's a good one. You have to know the movie, but that's a good reference.
Oh, man.
Back to the phone lines. We got Josh in Virginia. He's in an 8-team standard league. Hey, Josh.
What's happening, gentlemen?
What's up, going man? On, buddy?
I had a pretty unfortunate weekend, of course. You know, just lost by about 0.12 points to this asshole friend of mine, but it'll be all right. I'm going to beat him again in a few weeks, so that's cool. But I got a waiver wire question for you guys. I have the first priority. Of course, I don't really need any more receivers. Running back depth is scary low. I tried trading off Roddy White and some folks, but couldn't get him. I already have Calvin Johnson, Dez Bryant, Emmanuel Sanders, and Jeremy Maclin. And I got two defenses, too. I got the Panthers and the Cardinals. So I'm thinking about dropping one and going after Josh Gordon. Which one would you guys drop?
Panthers defense or the Cardinals?
Yes.
Drop the Cardinals, even though I really like them. I know they only got like 2 points last night or Monday night. They get after that quarterback, man, and I'm telling you, their special teams is sick with Ted Ginn returning punts. They got Cromartie who can return, take back picks. They got Peterson who can take back picks. They got the Honey Badger coming back. He can take back picks. I like the way they played last night. I know they only got one interception, but Rivers did a great job of getting rid of the ball quickly. The Carolina Panthers, and then I have them 4 and 5 on our rest of the way rankings with the Panthers one spot higher. So if you have to get rid of one, I suppose you can get rid of the Cardinals, but, you know, that's a tough call. Anthony, you want to chime in here?
It's close. I mean, with Carolina, you have a lot stronger front seven, and like you said, in Arizona with the injuries and who they lost to free agency, that back four, that secondary is really nice. I feel like Carolina with a stronger front seven, you're going to pick up more points with sacks, and you're going to cause the quarterback to do some stupid things. You're going to get some fumbles. So personally, I think Carolina, you might be better off. They're probably going to be more consistent throughout the year. You're just counting on big plays from Arizona, which obviously, like you said, with Peterson and Tyrann Mathieu and Ted Ginn, I mean, they can do that. So, but Carolina would be my vote for who you're hanging on to right now.
All right, best of luck to you, Josh. Let's move over to Paul in California. He's in a 16-team standard league. 16 teams, wow. How's that going for you, Paul?
Well, I kind of got smoked in the first week, just like the last caller I had, Tony Romo, and third on the priority waiver. Overall, I think the team's pretty solid. You know, I got Vincent Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Adrian Peterson, Zach Stacy, Dennis Pitta. So nice. Those are my starters. And then, I got Kelvin Benjamin, Terrence West, Josh Gordon. So not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. 16 team to get all those studs is very tough.
Yeah, so where I'm having a head scratch is waiver wire. I got the third priority. Do I want to burn it? You know, I got players like Justin Forsett available, Chris Ivory. You know, I've already got Chris, Gordon snapped up. And then the only other guy I was thinking about is somebody just dropped Philip Rivers. So maybe I could kind of stream with him and Tony Romo and take away some of that headache.
I would absolutely go after Rivers. Who are your running backs? You said you got Adrian Peterson.
And Zach Stacy.
And who else?
And Jeremy Hill. Backups, I have Terrence West.
And did you say Jeremy Hill or no?
No.
So
I could go, yeah. If you
see, I would like to hear. I would like to see you get Forsett.
Yeah.
I think actually running back might be a little bit more of a priority here than just going after Romo and Rivers, because I put them in about the same category.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to get Forsett at three, though. And what do you think, Forsett or Romo?
Yeah, I mean, Forsett... You definitely need some more depth at the wide or the running back position there. So Forsett might be your best bet, but like Bill said, put in a claim for Forsett, put one in for Rivers. I mean, odds are you're going to get one of them. If the two people ahead of you pick both of them, then obviously it just wasn't meant to be. But you, like I said, you can run with Romo, and you could probably fill in another quarterback off the waiver for his bye week or if need be.
But Forsett's probably bigger than right now, so whenever, well, I don't know when he's going to come around and get in the games. He might get in this weekend a little bit.
Yeah, who knows what Manziel, I mean, if Manziel gets in there, he's one of those guys who might just blow up for you, too. I mean, with his rushing ability, he's going to put up points on the board when he does get his chance.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks a lot, guys, and thanks for all you're doing.
All right, good luck, Paul. Good luck to you. 16-team league, that's tough, but he sounds like he's got a pretty good roster, good grip on.
Yeah, it was a nice roster there for 16 teams, I got to say.
One more caller to get to, then we're going to jump into our waiver wire picks, and then we promise I'll get to some emails. DJ in Miami, 12-team PPR league. What's up, DJ?
Hey, guys. I had a little bit of a rough first week. I had one of my leagues, the league manager didn't tell anybody that return yards count as rushing yards.
Now, what do you mean by that? He didn't tell anybody. Did he just sneak it in? Did he change that rule this year and no one ever noticed?
Well, he said it was a standard PPR. I guess it's my fault for not reading the rules thoroughly. But said it was a standard PPR, and it turns out return yards count.
So a guy like Cordarrelle Patterson, Darren Sproles, any of those guys that, you know, return punts or kickoffs, they had really monster weeks?
Right. So basically, I'm looking at the waiver wire, and guys like Jacoby Jones, I mean, they immediately gain a lot of value. And the thing is, no one else in the league knew about the return yards. So there's a lot of guys on the waiver wire that are getting, you know, a lot of returns and stuff.
TJ, let me ask you something, and, you know, just give me an honest answer here. Are you an FF Champs member?
I am.
All right. Go to analysis on the top of the navigation bar, analysis, and then return yardage. We have return yardage from every single game, all fantasy-relevant players. You mentioned Jacoby Jones had a monster day, 109 yards on the ground, kickoff return. Andre Roberts, fantasy contributor, and returns kicks for the Redskins. Travis Benjamin got into the end zone for the Browns and returns kicks. Jarvis Landry, rookie for the Miami Dolphins, starting to get some more targets from Ryan Tannehill, returns kicks and punts. That's an excellent tool for you to use in this league because it's going to tell you not only who's returning kicks, who's returning punts, or who's returning punts, but you'll be able to see if they're making plays on offense too.
Okay, and I guess my question is, I have Antonio Brown as my number one and Keenan Allen as my number two. Do I start a guy like Jacoby Jones over Keenan Allen?
It depends. Well, how many points you're getting for these return yards?
It's, you know, every 10 yards, 10 points.
So. It is? One point for every 10 yards? That's
sorry. Every 10 yards, 1 point.
Yeah. But usually it's like 25 or 30. And do you play in any leagues like
this? No, that's what I'm saying. He's got to set up, like, rushing yards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play in any leagues where we do return yardage, but if they're setting up, like, a rushing scoring system, I mean, that really benefits you a lot.
Especially with a guy like Antonio Brown. He had three punt returns for 46 yards the other day and a drop kick to the face to the Cleveland Browns punter, which might be my favorite
points.
Play of the year.
That was great.
Oh, yeah. Did you see all the remix to it? Like, there was one when he kicks him. He's like, "This is Sparta." And then another one with, like, Jim Ross from WWE. He's like, "Oh, how about the sweet chin music?"
Oh, my God. I love that. Was great. Oh, the best failed hurdle of all time.
It was awesome. Anyway, DJ, the point is, either one, your commissioner is a real J.O., and he just tried to trick everyone in the whole league, and two, now that you know about it, you got to go do something about it. And if, you know, Jacoby Jones had 109 yards, Keenan Allen had what, 43?
37.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, the answer is, if you're going to get a full point for every 10 yards, then, yeah, Jacoby Jones becomes very, very valuable in that league.
Exactly. And I know you guys already talked about Romo, but would you start him next week over Cam Newton if he gets the start?
Yeah, I'm still starting Romo.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, DJ. I appreciate the phone call. Anthony, what do you say we get into some of our waiver wire pickups? Because I feel like everyone's been hanging onto the edge of their seats knowing who we suggest picking up this week. We got it all breaking down or broken down on FFChamps.com. Remember, you can get your free membership, FFChamps.com/Pats. Plus, you'll get into our Week 2 contest, $1,000 on the line, $500 for first place. And you also get things like our waiver wire article, our weekly rankings, rest of the way rankings, and one-on-one expert advice from our staff. We're going to start off with the quarterbacks. Some hot-handed guys. Carson Palmer of the Arizona Cardinals looked fantastic on Monday night, much to thanks of Michael Floyd, the rookie Brown, and of course, Larry Fitz.
Yeah, man, Carson Palmer, I think he is the first guy that most people are going to look to scoop up in their waiver wire for quarterbacks. Him or maybe Ben Roethlisberger, another guy who looked good, kind of, you know, like his old self, looking like he wants to prove something, that he's not too old and this team's not too old to do something. So Carson Palmer, though, yeah, he looked great in the desert going against a New York Giants team that just looked horrible against Matthew Stafford throwing the ball. So, Carson Palmer, if he's out there and you need a quarterback or you just want to grab someone because you got a bench spot, do it. I mean, you can't go wrong with him. If he falls off, drop him. It's not a big deal.
Right. See, that's the thing. There was no big injury this weekend other than maybe Cam Newton, who didn't play. But it's not like, quarterback X went out and tore his ACL.
Right, exactly, yeah. So there's not much panic at the quarterback position. But, you know, this week, if Aaron Rodgers goes out and breaks his femur, and then whoever has him is looking for a quarterback, you got some trade bait as well with Carson Palmer. So, you know, Carson Palmer's a very nice pickup off the waiver this week, especially he's the number one quarterback should be taken off the board.
Some other quarterbacks looking good in week one. Jake Locker, EJ Manuel, Chad Henne, and Matt Cassel. But again, those are like two quarterback league type of guys. Maybe you're, I don't know. See, there's no injuries this week, so these quarterback pickups, other than Carson Palmer, you're right, Ant. He's the number one QB to get.
Yeah, those other guys, I mean, you know, they looked all right this first week, but again, let's not to get too crazy. Give them 2-3 weeks into the season. I'm sure E.J. Manuel will be back to his old self, doing stupid things like usual. Chad Henne's probably not going to play the whole season, I don't think. Same with Matt Cassel. So, you know, yeah, two quarterback leagues, these guys might be something to pick up. Other than that, keep an eye on them. If they have 2 or 3 straight really good weeks like this, yeah, stash them on your bench.
All right, now for running backs, listen, if you didn't draft a lot of running backs, if you don't have a lot of depth at this position, this week is an excellent week to go out and correct that mistake during your draft. Fix the problem right now, because there are 3 players, I think, that can not only have an impact for the next couple of weeks, but have a real opportunity to really have a significant role going forward. All right? Terrence West is one of the Cleveland Browns. We don't trust Ben Tate. He never stays healthy. Terrence West had over 100 yards on just 16 carries, his first NFL action of his career. Okay? Rookie, Terrence West of the Browns. That's one. Justin Forsett of the Baltimore Ravens. And Ray Rice is off the team. Bernard Pierce is always banged up. They benched him for fumbling. It was his first career fumble. Does that sound like a team that is really dedicated to Bernard Pierce? They sit him on the bench after just one fumble?
I don't even know if Bill Belichick would do that if it was his first career fumble. So, yeah, they're not too high on Bernard Pierce, it doesn't look like. And this is a team that's going to have to get this running game established. They were waiting for Ray Rice to come back in 2 weeks, figuring, look, we can get some stuff going there. He's gone. They're going to have to start doing it this week against Pittsburgh on Thursday night. Justin Forsett is going to be the guy, I think, by, you know, the end of this game, if they haven't seen it yet, he's going to be the starter. He will be their number one. Pierce will get pushed down to the number two spot. Justin Forsett should be the number one claim off waiver wires this week, hands down. Maybe Josh Gordon, but...
Right, there you go. Against the Bengals, which is a pretty good defense, carried the ball 11 times, 7 yards, caught a had a touchdown, then he caught 5 passes, 14 yards.
Yeah,
really good job coming in off the bench. He knows Gary Kubiak's system. We were excited for Ray Rice. We were excited for Bernard Pierce, because we know that the running backs in Gary Kubiak's system, think about Arian Foster the last few years, they always do well in fantasy. Their offense is geared toward running backs.
Yeah, Justin Forsett. And wasn't he down there in Houston with Kubiak for a little bit?
He's very familiar with that system. Yes,
yeah,
he was.
Man. So they're going to – Justin Forsett is going to go – like Gary Kubiak loves him, obviously. So Justin Forsett, pick him up.
So like I said, Terrence West, Justin Forsett, they're 1 and 2. And then the last guy is Chris Ivory. I think Chris Ivory and Chris Johnson are going to be a very dynamic duo for the New York Jets. Part of me, it kills part of me to say that, because we ripped the Jets a lot on this show.
We did.
But if they're going to do one thing well, it's going to be run the football. Chris Johnson and Chris Ivory, they both looked really good in week one.
Yeah, Chris Johnson looked great. Chris Ivory had that long touchdown run. I mean, they're going to have to hand the ball off a lot because outside Eric Decker, they don't have any talent at the wide receiver or tight end position, really. You don't want Geno Smith throwing the ball too much. I mean, what did he throw, 20 interceptions last year compared to 12 touchdowns, I believe. So he's still coming along slowly. He's not a guy like Andrew Luck who's just going to come in and grasp an offense and be able to throw all over the field. They're going to run the ball. These are the first two guys that are going to get the touches. You know, if Chris Ivory is a free agent out there, another guy, pick up. Maybe you can use him in a flex every once in a while. But if Chris Johnson goes down, I mean, Chris Ivory is going to have huge value.
All right, the next couple of names I'm going to mention are all pretty much handcuffs at the running back spot. You let me know which one you like the best, Ant. James Starks of the Packers, Eddie Lacy went out with a concussion last Thursday. John Dwyer of the Arizona Cardinals backing up Andre Ellington. We also saw Stephon Taylor in action. Bobby Rainey of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers filling in for Doug Martin when Martin left the game. And then Ahmad Bradshaw for the Indianapolis Colts, who looked much better than Trent Richardson.
Yeah, I want to say Ahmad Bradshaw because of the Trent Richardson factor. James Starks also interests me because if Eddie Lacy goes down, he is on the best offense out of all these guys. So I think Starks and Bradshaw are the two I'm looking at. Bradshaw's the guy I'm picking up today because I feel like he has more long-term value. But Eddie Lacy, I mean, concussion the first game. Hopefully he'll be able to play this week. 10 days they have to wait now. Yeah. Sunday will, I believe, be the 10th day he waited since the concussion happened. So James Starks is one of those guys. If you stash him and Lacy goes down, you look like a genius. But Ahmad Bradshaw has more value going forward from today.
All right, so that was your running backs. You can also find the full list at ffchamps.com. Remember, free membership to ffchamps.com/pats. That's how you get your free membership. Wide receivers, you got to start off with Josh Gordon, okay? We've been talking about it a lot this show. HGH testing in, drug suspensions reduced with the new collective bargaining amendment that the NFLPA is currently voting on. If this passes, we believe Josh Gordon will be able to play this year. Currently, suspended for the whole 2014 NFL season. If it passes, who knows? Maybe he plays 8 games. Maybe he plays 6 games. Maybe he plays 10 games. We don't know yet. But we think he plays.
6 games is more than zero right now, so grab him and stash him if you can. I mean, I picked him up in one of my leagues. The other one, we do like a blind waiver bid system. I got outbid by $1 for him.
Oh, how much you bid?
Damn it. We have $1,000. I put up $300, and a guy bid $301.
Is that real money?
No. It's just, you know, that fake. God, please,
the fab,
God.
The fab,
oh,
yeah.
My God. If I had $1,000 just to throw around on fake players, I would love it. But, you know, Josh Gordon, he was the number one receiver last year in fantasy. If he comes back, you have the steal of the year, the steal of the century. I don't know what you want to call it, but you got something special on your hands.
I drafted him in two of my four main leagues. One, I dropped him as a keeper in the 13th. Anything after the 10th round is eligible to be kept. So I think I drafted him in the 11th or 12th round.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yes.
Another one of my leagues, the commissioner, it's all my friends from high school. I'm a big-time risk taker in that league. Drafted him in the 10th round. No keeper. Just, you know, whatever. Take a flyer on it. It came out that his suspension would not be overturned. I dropped him. A week later, I find out the news. Now, listen, I'm dialed in, you know, at my computer all day. I don't know how anyone beat me to this. They found out that, you know, this NFLPA might be voting to the new drug testing policy, might reduce the suspension. Someone beat me to picking him up. I drafted him. I dropped him, and someone beat me to picking up Josh Gordon after this news hit. I was so mad. Not, I wasn't mad at my friend. I would have done the same damn thing. I was mad at myself. That's on me. I messed up.
Yeah,
can't be mad at anyone else but me.
Yeah, that's why I drafted him in one of my leagues. Same thing. 10th round. Said that he wasn't going to do anything. Might be selling, you know, Kias or Dodge Darts or whatever he was going to do. Dropped him, let him go, and then
Dodge
I saw the
darts.
Same thing. And saw him, and that's what I did. I scooped him up real quick, and like I said, the other one I got outbid for him. But he was one of those guys. I'd rather take a chance and have him on my bench than a lot of these other guys just because, yeah, maybe he doesn't play at all. But if he does, he's giving you production higher than Alan Hearns or Harry Douglas or anyone, you know, you can imagine out there.
Next player up, you just mentioned him, Alan Hearns of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I want everyone to pump their brakes on this kid.
Slow down.
Last year, Eddie Royal, 5 touchdowns, two games, didn't finish with five the rest of the year. All right? 2 years ago, who was it? Kevin Ogletree had 25% of his fantasy points in week one and then finished, you know, with basically nothing the rest of the year. Allen Hurns caught four passes. Two of them were touchdowns. All right? Cecil Shorts is coming back. Marquise Lee is ahead of Hurns on the starting lineup. I like this kid's talent. If you're in a dynasty league, he's a must-add. But I wouldn't go crazy dropping anything more than 15% of your fab budget or wasting a top priority pick on Allen Hurns this week. If you have the eighth pick on your waiver spot, yeah, go after the kid. Who knows what happens? But I'm not doing a top three pick, and I'm not doing anything more than 15% on your fab budget.
Yeah, he's someone that's going to get scooped up real fast this week in off the waiver wire in leagues, and don't do it. I'm not touching him. Even if I'm anywhere on my waiver priority, I'd rather bump up a few spots than pick up Allen Hurns. I mean, yeah, he looked good. He's a deep threat. He's going to be those guys where, you know, he might burn some people every week, catch a 40-yard touchdown pass, and that might be all right. He does. It's a nice 10, 12 points for you, but he's not going to be consistent. The Jaguars offense is not going to be consistent. There's a lot of people ahead of him that got to get fed, so again, deep threat might get you some points. Maybe, you know, if you got three or four guys on a bye 1 week, you didn't check out the bye weeks, maybe you can fill him in as a flex that week. Outside of that, Allen Hurns is not going to have a lot of value outside of dynasty leagues this year.
All right, now let's go to two wide receivers that both of us like.
Oh, yeah.
And because they're on good offenses. Harry Douglas of the Falcons, Marcus Wheaton of the Steelers.
Love Harry Douglas. Love Marcus. I just love them both. I mean, if they're sitting out there in your league, definitely go pick them up if you have the bench spot.
All right, some other wide receivers that you may want to look to pick up if you're in a deeper league, 12-team, 14, 16-team league. Andrew Hawkins in a PPR league for the Browns had eight catches in week one. Marquise Lee off to a good start in his NFL career, six catches for 69 yards. Rod Streeter got into the end zone against the Jets. And then those of you out there in some deep leagues, really deep leagues, like 20-team leagues, like Cole Beasley, Mohamed Sanu, Robert Woods, and John Brown of the Cardinals, all of them look good. Quickly, we'll go through the tight ends. Heath Miller, the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's healthy. Big Ben uses him as a crutch. Ladarius Green, Antonio Gates, for some reason, are available in more than 80% of Yahoo leagues. Dwayne Allen is only on a roster in 4% of leagues. 4% of leagues. That's it.
Insane.
Yeah, I wanted to say he was available in 4%, but I couldn't do that math quick enough. What is it, 96%
of leagues? 96%, man.
Yeah. That's crazy. Insane. One of the best offenses in football. I had Dwayne Allen as a top 10 tight end last year, and then he got hurt.
Oh, yeah. What'd he do, catch one pass for a touchdown?
Yep.
And goes down. I mean, if your first catch, your only catch of the year is a touchdown, you got to figure some special things are coming when you're healthy. So shame on people for letting him sit out there on the waiver like that.
So if you have Jordan, and I know a lot of injuries happen to tight end this spot. Well, let's spend a little time on this here for a second. Jordan Reed and Jordan Cameron, both injured. All right? I'm picking up Dwayne Allen. I'm picking up Antonio Gates. No questions asked.
Yes.
Some other tight ends, Travis Kelce. Levine Toliolo from the Falcons got into the end zone. Owen Daniels of the Ravens. And then Larry Donnell from the Giants certainly got a lot of targets. But
I got a lot of looks last night. It looked a lot. The Giants tight end situation going into this year, I was kind of, you know, squeamish about. But yeah. Larry Donnell, he was getting his looks last night. So he might be someone to keep on your radar. Maybe not this week, but if he puts up some points against the Cardinals this week,
yeah,
you know, keep him on your radar. Maybe you scoop him up and see what happens with him. He could be a diamond in the rough.
All right, Ant, we went through our waiver wire report for week two.
We did.
We recapped the injuries from week one.
We did.
We told everyone how to get in on the contest. $1,000 up for grabs. FFchamps.com/Pats. You'll get into our 50-member contest. Only 50 spots, people. It's going to fill up fast. The only thing left to do, we took a lot of phone calls. The only thing left to do is emails. So what do you say we take a quick break, and the final segment of the show, we'll just do all emails.
Let's do it, man.
All right, sounds good. Take a quick break. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs, Patriots.com radio.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradioandpatriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. If we didn't get to your question today, you can always hit us up on Twitter. You're listening to the podcast via the Patriots mobile app or somewhere on iTunes. Hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps, at the PPR Monster, at Bill Enright. We're always answering line of questions, waiver wire questions, pretty much around the clock. But right now we're answering your email questions. So, Anthony, what do you say? Who's going to open up the emails for the final 20 minutes here of the show?
All right, leading off, Adrian is emailing us. I got a question about a tight end question, basically. Two tight ends. So he says, hello, FF Champs. Need some advice from you guys. The half-point PPR league, and in his starting lineup, he's got Andrew Luck, DeMarco Murray, Douglas Martin, Fitz, Emmanuel Sanders, Jimmy Graham, and he also has Julius Thomas as his flex position.
Nice team.
Right? So his first question, should I trade Doug Martin? I know I shouldn't panic because it's just the first week, but I also chose not to panic last year, and I know how that turned out.
He doesn't tell us who he's trading them for, so I don't know.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, I guess if you can get value for Doug Martin, it wouldn't hurt anything. I mean, you got DeMarco Murray, but his bench is very, very thin on running back. Ben Tate and Steven Jackson are the only two he lists for his bench, so I would hold on to Doug Martin for a while to see what you can get out of him. But also wants to know, should I keep the two elite tight ends? Is it a good strategy on a half-point PPR, or should I wait until someone's really in need of a tight end and then steal a lot from them?
So it sounds like he's waiting either way.
Yeah, I mean, if you got Jimmy Graham and Julius Thomas, you got to hold on to them. I mean, they're both basically wide receivers. So again,
Julius Thomas had a hat trick this weekend.
Yeah, he did. And Jimmy Graham, we all know what Jimmy Graham is. So if someone's tight end goes down, if you got a Gronkowski and they go down, they have no backup, and they're willing to give up a great running back or wide receiver to you, two pieces, you know, it might be worth it. But for now, I would just rock with what you've got.
There you go. Good advice. I'm with you.
All right. I like it. I like it. Next up, we got Brandon emailing in a couple waiver wire questions and a lineup question. 12-team PPR league. Would you advise me dropping Heath Miller for Jermaine Gresham, Jared Cook, or Zach Miller? My other tight end is Kyle Rudolph.
No. I like Heath.
Heath, yeah, hang on to it. I mean, you got Kyle Rudolph, you got a stud, so no one, you're not playing anyone over him anyway. Just play the waiver or the matchups after that for his bye week. Also, thinking about dropping Kyrie Robinson for Justin Forsett. Other waiver options are Dwyer and Dexter McCluster. My running backs are Lacey Ellington, Pierre Thomas, and Shane Vereen.
You know, it's really a shame that that's the option. Drop Kyrie to get Justin. Tough, man.
I like Kyrie Robinson. He was a guy I was really high on before anything really started this season. I thought going into that situation in New Orleans last year, he was going to get some touches, especially when Sproles was either gone or retired. That's what he is going to get. It's really a toss-up. The only positive coming from this with Justin Forsett is he's going to be the starter at some point. With Kyrie Robinson, I mean, you got Pierre Thomas and Mark Ingram, who looked good week one, so personally, I'm dropping him for Forsett just because I feel like Forsett is going to be the guy in Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah. I'm with you there. Sorry, I just...
No, it's okay. It's okay. I got you, buddy. Don't worry.
My throat is, like, drying up.
Need some electrolytes. Electrolytes. Yeah. That's what you need, man. Last question from Brandon. If Shane Vereen and Kendall Wright should continue to be in the starting lineup in place of Andre Ellington, Vereen is his running back to Kendall Wright as his flex. Ellington looked good at times on Monday, but does the foot injury continue to put him on his bench?
I'm starting Ellington over the Giants this weekend.
Yeah, I mean,
against
he looked
Giants,
good. He looked good. You got to start. I mean, Vereen looked good, obviously. Kendall Wright also looked good in a PPR league. You can't go wrong. I mean, if you, man, Andre Ellington has to be. You spend a third round pick at least on him. You can't sit him right now. If he's playing, you got to keep him in your lineup.
Yeah,
that's it.
I have Vereen ranked 23rd and Ellington ranked 13th.
Yeah,
Vereen is playing up against the Minnesota Vikings, which did not allow a lot of points to Zach Stacy.
Oh, man, they shut them down.
Andre Ellington is playing against the New York Giants, who allowed the 10th most fantasy points to opposing running backs. Droyke Bell and Reggie Bush both had good days.
Yeah, I think that blowout by Minnesota might have been one of the most shocking scores at the end of this week. I mean, I figured, you know, St. Louis, Minnesota, probably going to be a sloppy game, probably close at the end, and Minnesota just came out and steamrolled St. Louis. I mean, it looked bad.
I think the Vikings, I think their defense had the most points.
Yeah, well, with like 22 points or something ridiculous like that. I mean, they did work. So, you know, Mike Zimmer, he's coming in there to start a defense up and make it like he had in Cincinnati. So, well on their way.
Now, everyone that I know knows that I'm on the radio from 4 to 6 o'clock every Tuesday and Thursday. I'm getting a call right now from Beverly Hills, California. I feel like that would be very important, but I don't know who this person is.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Sounds
sketchy.
They're
getting ignored.
Yeah, good. There you go. Beverly Hills, get out of here.
Let's go to the next question.
All right, next up we got James emailing us in from Wales over in the UK. So, international again today, which I like. Says, hey guys, first of all, thanks for the kicker advice in my Dynasty League last week. I'm 1-0 after picking up Brandon McManus for Ruben Randall.
There you go.
All right, good job, James. After some waiver wire advice in one of my other leagues. Team is as follows. Andrew Luck, LeSean McCoy, Le'Veon,
skip it.
Julio.
That's his question.
All right. Thinking of putting in a waiver wire claim for Kyrie Robinson. Would you drop Jeremy Hill for Kyrie Robinson?
So here we are on the opposite end of the situation. We just had someone ask if they should drop Kyrie Robinson for Justin Forsett. Now our friend James from the UK is asking if he should drop Jeremy Hill for Kyrie Robinson. So interesting. Very interesting. I think Jeremy Hill is going to be a dynamic player this year. I think he's going to have a big impact this year. His head coach came over to him at the end of the game and said, sorry we didn't get you the ball enough. You're going to be involved in the game plan going forward. And I believe in those kind of reports. I'm not dropping Jeremy Hill for Kyrie Robinson.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that either. I mean, Kyrie might get more touches per game, but yeah, Jeremy Hill, like I said, they're going to work him in a little bit more as the season goes on. During the preseason, he looked really good, and you know, the coach said, we want to work him in. Giovanni Bernard's too little of a guy to take on all those touches the entire season, so Jeremy Hill's going to get his work.
When Mark Ingram gets hurt, that's when Kyrie Robinson's going to become valuable.
Yeah, now Mark Ingram will have two good games this year like he does every year, and then that's about it.
Right.
All right. So, hang on to what you got for now, man. All right, let's move on. I got another Brandon here. Couple waiver. Oh, you know what? No, actually, that's the same email. It just got sent in twice. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My bad about that. All right, next up. All right, so we got an email here. This is one of my buddies, Aaron. He plays in one of my leagues with me, so he knows.
Uh-oh.
He knows me. So he's got Jordan Reed on his squad. Jordan Reed's down.
Do we want to help him out? I don't know if we want to help him.
Listen, man, he's like my brother. You know, I got him going 2 years ago when we started our league. He finished dead last. Turned him on FF Champs, gave him a little advice. Finished second place last year. So
you might be the only person in FF Champs member history to refer us to another person in your league.
Hey, man, that's what I got to do. What I got to do. You know what I'm
it's
saying?
It's awful referral business. No one wants to know the secret.
Everybody wants to. We got to get the information out to the people. I like playing in a league where people know what they're doing. I hate playing in a league where there's people and they're just making stupid moves. Like, it's nice and you're probably going to win, but then you feel real dumb when you lose to someone with like a stupid team and they just get real lucky 1 week against you and you're like, man, I feel real dumb. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
I like a challenge. So, all right. He says we're 12-team PPR. He's got Jordan Reed and Eric Ebron. With Reed injured and Ebron yet to be established in Detroit's offense, who is the best waiver wire for tight ends? Gresham, Donnell, or Travis Kelce?
I guess Kelce, right?
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit. Kelce or Gresham, I would think. I mean, I'm a Gresham fan just because Eifert's out, and I think their offense is a little more dynamic. I mean, Kansas City's offense looked really bad this week.
I'm with you there, and I would say it's almost Kelce because of the Chiefs' lack of weapons. But yeah, I hear your argument, and I think both of our arguments are both valid.
Definitely.
I like to take risks. I know what I can get from Gresham.
Yes.
Kelce, to me, still on, you know, still a little bit of mystery, still a little bit, still intrigued by his skill set.
Well, Kelce looked really good in the preseason. He looked good. Yeah. What do you have? 3 catches for 40-some yards, I believe, in the first week. Kansas City, you know, what do you think? They're going to run two tight end sets with Fasano and him just because they have no receiver other than Dwayne Bowe. And even Dwayne Bowe now is, you know, iffy at best.
Right. Yeah.
So.
No, that's a good point. I think both of them are the same.
Yeah, pretty much. So, let's say Kelce number one, and we'll put Gresham a slight tick right behind him.
Okay.
All right, next question's coming in from John. He says, just wondering if you guys are buying or selling on Jake Locker for week 2 against the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas is in a nutshell.
I mean, well, buying or selling, I guess I'm buying them just for this week. Like, if it was for a DraftKings, I'll consider using Jake Locker this week in DraftKings. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, Dallas 100%. Defense is that bad.
Yeah,
and I'll consider
like
using Justin Hunter and Kendall Wright and all of them.
Yeah, man, Dallas's defense. Oh, God. They look bad. I wasn't expecting much going into this year, but week one, I was like, you look even worse than I was expecting. So, I just, anyone playing Dallas, it's one of those teams, just play them. Just any player from them, play them. Obviously, at quarterback, you're going to have a better starter. You're not going to panic and start Jake Locker this week. But if you're in a two-quarterback league, it's definitely a very good play, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, let's move on. Pavin, we got Pavin sending in next an email. Say, hey, guys, thanks for the advice. I thought I drafted a pretty good team, but I lost the first week. Don't panic. It's going to be okay.
Don't panic.
Below is my team and my waiver wire question. All right, so a 10-team non-PPR standard scoring league. Let's see. He's looking to pick up off the waiver wire Terrence West, Justin Forsett, Steve Smith, Alan Hearns, or Dwayne Allen. Drop an extra tight end. So he's got Jordan Reed and Kyle Rudolph as his tight ends. I can't see you dropping one of them. No. Kelvin Benjamin, Brandon Cooks, Andre Ellington, Toby Gerhart, Phillip Rivers. Those are his bench players.
No.
I mean,
I guess he can drop Jordan Reed only because he has Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, if you feel comfortable going with Kyle Rudolph through the rest of the year, then go for it. But if you're dropping Reed to pick up Dwayne Allen, it's kind of a,
No, pick up Justin Forsett.
Yeah, exactly. No, if you're dropping them for anybody, Justin Forsett better be the first guy you're picking up.
Kevin, can we get French Montana's Don't Panic song, and we can play that every time we want someone to, not to panic?
I don't know if I can do that.
Why not?
We're under new copyright laws this year.
Meaning what?
If you've noticed that I haven't played a lot of, popular music on the end of the shows.
Yeah.
Our licensing is a little different this year.
Really? Even
though
we're on the internet?
In terms of, what we paid for and what we're covered at play. It's an off-air topic, Bill.
So can I just sing the song? I mean,
yeah, you can sing it. That's fine. And I'm down with it. We can actually record a snippet of you singing it. I'm cool with that.
Don't panic. Video's a little out there, man. French Montana lives in the town over from me.
French Montana, he's putting in work, I guess.
He is putting in that work.
Yeah, him and Jay-Z, man. That's what happens when you're a Rockefeller.
All right, next question.
Speaking of Rockefeller, Mike Rogan sends in. He says, hey, fellas.
What a transition segue. I love it.
That's what we do. He says, hey, fellas, took Dez Bryant with my first pick and had that all, man. I forgot Romo's throwing him the ball all season, feeling in my stomach. Don't fret, though. He's staying in the lineup. Start your studs. I know. I had the second lowest score in my league, but thankfully played the team with the lowest score. So the farts and crafts are 1-0. Youth of America loves Kevin. So he just wanted to let us know he's not panicking, and everybody under the age of 18 out there still loves Kevin. So keep it up, Kevin. We love you too. Anyone over 18 loves you too.
Do you hear heal faster than Wolverine? You might be on HGH. I love that.
Oh, God. That was classic.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mike's a funny guy, man.
Mike, oh, man. Yeah, I love Mike. With him on Twitter, he's a hoot. So... All right, let's move on.
A couple more minutes in the show. I think we have some more emails to get through here.
We got a whole bunch. You got anything up there that you want to get into quick, or we just?
I'm gonna go to.
We go into the old subject line. Find something
yes.
fun.
Yes. Defensive help. Boring. Waiver question for Paisans. I like that.
All right. Let's do it.
It's from our boy Fabrizio. Paisan Bill, what's the matter? On Sunday, you sent a message on Twitter saying the live TV show has no response, so sort of like forget about it. I'm going to be doing my live webcast this Sunday. I couldn't do one this past weekend. Everyone started crying, but I'll be back on FF Champs TV this Sunday. So that's for Fabrizio. His quarterback is Geno Smith and Big Ben. What is he asking here? Should I press the panic button on Ebron and possibly pick up a guy like Zach Miller, Larry Donnell, or Le'Veon Toliolo?
No.
Yeah, listen, I said at the beginning of the year, we love Eric Ebron's potential, but we don't like him as a tight end one. You're going to have to wait a couple of weeks until, you saw how they used him last night, all right?
Yeah, they had a bunch of three tight end sets with him and Fourier and Pettigrew. And he had that touchdown pass into the end zone, fell short out of the hands. Look, they're looking for him already, which is a good sign. Just didn't haul anything in. So don't panic on him. It's going to take him a few weeks to get fully acclimated into the NFL, into the system, everything. But they already are looking for him, which is a great sign.
Don't panic.
Don't panic.
But, yes, Eric Ebron can't be your tight end one at this point. Go out and pick up Dwayne Allen. Go out and get where are the list of tight ends that we just mentioned?
Jermaine Gresham, Dwayne Allen.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a whole bunch of guys
Kelce,
out there.
Travis Kelce, Tony Romo from the Falcons. Yeah, any one of those guys. Go out and pick
he's
him up.
He's catching passes, definitely. Darius Green, if he's sitting out there, Antonio Gates, I know they're not picked up in a lot of leagues. Heath Miller's out there in a lot of leagues. You got some options on the waiver, so don't panic.
Another panicking question here. The subject is fantasy rookie panicking a bit. All right, so this is Mike in Boston. Took advantage of our DraftKings promotion. Free membership to FFChamps.com. You just go to FFChamps.com/Pats. Mike took advantage of the offer. He's panicking a bit because he has Dez and Crabtree. Both of them looked like dog poo in week one. Should he start Kelvin Benjamin over Crabtree? Also, what are your thoughts on Andre Ellington this week, start or sit? I'm starting Andre Ellington. He's going up against the Giants. I'm not starting Kelvin Benjamin over Michael Crabtree just yet.
No, you can't do that yet. I mean, if Kelvin Benjamin has another game where he's catching passes like that, catching for 90 yards and a crazy touchdown, he might become an every-week starter. But Crabtree, don't panic on him yet. Crabtree will be okay.
We got a you might be on HGH email. You cry during the national anthem, and it looks like a water faucet. Hashtag no show Moreno. Listen, I didn't want to come out and say it, but he would definitely be on my top five list for people that are on HGH, all right? This guy was perennially injured. He hasn't looked I'm sorry. I don't want to make accusations here, but he looked like Adrian Peterson against the Patriots, all right? 134 yeah. yards and a touchdown. Ridiculous.
Yeah, from 2 weeks
would be,
ago.
He'd probably be the number one on my list.
From a few weeks ago to being, oh, I'm overweight. Oh, I can't play. Oh, I'm injured. Oh, 134 yards. How did that happen?
So Dan Perry with one of the best ones of the day. You remember it from last year. You cried during the national anthem. And it looks like a water faucet. You might be on HGH.
Perry 04. Always like bring that. The fire.
Nick M. has a question. Hi, Bill, Anthony, and Kevin. I had Gore in two leagues and all over DraftKings, and he killed me. Killed me, too. Is it going to be a real two-headed monster in San Francisco with Frank Gore and rookie Carlos Hyde? What do you think about this situation, Ant?
Personally, yes. I think the more I saw Carlos Hyde play on Sundays with seven rushes, 50 yards, and a touchdown, they're going to work him in with Frank Gore. I mean, Frank Gore is over that 30-year-old threshold. Hyde's going to get worked in for sure, and I like what I saw out of him. I mean, he ran real hard. He ran good. So I think they're going to work him in for sure this year.
Your buddy Allen is setting you a trade offer. I think this is we're making history here. A live trade offer right here on the show via web radio at patriots.com email. 12-team standard league. He is offering Andre Ellington and Eric Ebron in exchange for Kyle Rudolph and Josh Gordon.
First of all, we play PPR, so it's okay. And second of all, that's not happening, man. Josh
not
Gordon, I can't let Josh Gordon go. He wants Kyle Rudolph from me. I know he does with that Jordan Reed situation, so I'm going to need a little bit. I can't just give up Josh Gordon like that.
PPR league. Am I done after week one? I have to open this email because I'm sure it's going to be
not.
Good. Hi, guys. Going into week one, I had a pretty strong team. I had some guys underperform, Fitz and V-Jack, but I will not panic with them. QB, and to a lesser point, RB, is where am I losing sleep at night. I followed the commandments and waited on a quarterback. Apparently, no one in my league did as some teams have two quarterbacks by round seven, and one even had three. Well, listen, that's the problem, Mike, because we said this all along. Don't be afraid to be the last guy in your league to take your first quarterback. But if you're waiting for people to take two and one guy had three quarterbacks before you had one, then, my friend, you waited too long.
Definitely.
Needless to say, I did not account for that and ended up with RG3 and Carson Palmer. Still not that bad. Can I win with them or do I need to think trade? The other issue is RB, not so much for my starters, Forster and Murray, but I lost Ray Rice because he is a, I don't know if I can say that.
A D-bag.
And the other RB I have on my bench is Trent Richardson. If I lose my starters to a running injury or buys, I'm in a heap of trouble. Any advice? Luckily, Mike, like we said earlier, this is the week for running backs if you need help. All right? You're dropping Ray Rice. You're picking up Justin Forsett. You're going after Terrence Williams. Get your hands on Chris Ivory. Those are three running backs that can be good flex options, good RB2 options if anything were to happen to Foster and Murray.
Terrence West, I believe, is who you mean, not Terrence Williams.
Yes, that is correct. Terrence West.
And also, Ahmad Bradshaw, man, the backup for Trent Richardson.
That's another one.
If he's floating out there, don't forget about him.
That's another one. Got an email from Jag, our boy Jag. I'm in a league where it is blind bidding for the waiver wire. I love the free agent acquisition budget. Love it. We have $500. How much do you think Forsett is worth?
Ooh.
Also, I have John Brown and Alan Hearns. Who should I drop to pick up Forsett or West? We don't know who he has on his team to drop.
That's true.
If you're going to ask, just a note for future references. If you're going to ask us who to drop, send us your roster.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know, we can't look at your team and say, oh, he has them. You can drop him.
I am interested in the old blind bidding there. What do you think about Justin Forsett? How much would you put on him?
All right, so he has $500, right? Do you think $500? Yeah. Do you think 20% is too much?
$100? No, I don't. I really don't.
I don't either.
He's going to be that guy who everybody's going to, you know, put most of their money on, unless Josh Gordon or someone's out there or another stud that might come in and start for people. But Forsett is going to be the first guy people are looking for. So at least 20%, yeah. And I like to throw in one of those weird bids, $104, something stupid, because everyone tries to outthink the other person, but I'm going to put $101, I'm going to put $102. $111, no one's topping you on that. So you might have to get a little weird with your numbers.
20% on Forsett, 15% on T-West.
Yeah, that sounds good. So we're saying like $175 on Terrence West.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, $175.
He's got $500.
Yeah, $175 on those two players. One of them is going to be an everyday starter, basically. And Terrence West, if Ben Tate keeps getting hurt, another guy who could potentially be an everyday starter. So, yeah, less than half your budget on two guys who could start for you for the rest of the year. Definitely worth the risk.
There you go. That's it. That's great analysis right there. I love the free agent acquisition budget. I think it is so much better, so much more fair than waiting in line like you are waiting for, you know, the deli to call your number, like that Icky Woods shuffle video commercial.
That was great.
I love.
Oh, my God. I lost it.
What did you say? I'm getting some cold cuts? Getting some cold cuts!
Get some cold cuts.
See, Kev, you're like, you can't play that clip anymore?
Cold cuts?
You can't play like clips like that?
I had cold cuts clips?
Yeah, like when Peyton Manning was in that commercial, cut that meat, cut that meat.
Cut that meat.
I could play that, but I was waiting to play the music here to wrap the show up.
No. I'm just saying, like, for the copyright issue, does that
I could
also
play that.
Affect...
It's just like, it's like basically top 40 type songs.
I don't think Don't Panic's in the top 40 yet.
Yeah, it might be 41 or 42, so we should be all right. French Montana in the top 40.
Oh, all right, man. We got a lot of callers today, a lot of emails. Don't forget, you can compete against us. More news on that on our Thursday show. That's when we'll be back here on Patriots.com radio. But if you want a free membership to FFChamps.com, you go to FFChamps.com/Pats and you get a free membership. Kevin Collins, any last remaining thoughts for you?
Nope. See you guys Thursday.
Anthony, what do you got?
Don't panic. Sticking on that theme right now.
There you go. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs right here on Patriots.com radio. Go out and get those waiver wire pickups. Good luck, everybody.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.